Welcome, Carl, to the PCB podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the trip.
I feel very welcome. Well, you didn't let me do a bow, 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 that I really wanted to do.
You could do that. I'll keep it in.
Well, I just did.
There you go.
But, you know, good to be here in Agle Moose.
Yeah, the Agle is moosing. Glad you're here. I'm glad that I get you on the podcast. And I think this would be a great way for a lot of folks to get to know you a little bit better. So why don't we jump right in? What would you say is the gist of your life story thus far?
The gist? What level of detail are you looking for?
Cliff Notes, the Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia page version is, grew up and raised in an environment where I felt like I needed to care deeply about certain things, and I didn't totally know what those things were. High school and college was a time of a lot of exploration through different ideas, politically, religiously, and came, you know, have felt like just kind of coming to my own and realizing I want to be useful in the world. I left college and worked for a year in Washington, D.C., half of the year for a PR firm and half of the year for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and now I'm here, and that's.
If I remember correctly, you told me once that when you worked on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Peace Corps came into your wheelhouse briefly.
Yeah. I was working for... I just got to watch them. I just got to watch the Peace Corps representatives come in and defend their budget for the next couple of years to the Senate Republicans who I was working for. So I sat in a meeting with like three Peace Corps people, three Senate staff, and myself.
What made you decide to take a leap to apply to Peace Corps?
Before I started working in PR, I was having a pretty rough time on the job market. Had an interview one day that I didn't feel like went well, and walked outside and walked by the Peace Corps office. They were having an open house for anyone who wanted to ask questions and find out about it. And I walked in and then went home and applied.
Well, we're glad you're here and part of our stash. Next question, kind of changing gears a little bit. What is the one piece of media that you most often gifted to others?
A book called The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. It's a short read written from the perspective of the devil. Or it's written from the perspective of a lesser demon named Screwtape, writing a series of letters of advice to his nephew, who's a young, aspiring tempter. And the book uses a really interesting rhetorical style to dive into questions about, like, the psychology of losing faith and the like, what happens and how do you train your ways of thinking what patterns of thinking can you fall into in a way to lose faith? That's a really interesting book. It's interestingly non-denominational, because I've discovered this year, after having a number of conversations with my Muslim friends about the devil and about, you know, kind of good and evil, I've recommended that book and they all love it. They say, I'm a little confused at some of the parts when they start talking about things like the incarnation and all that, but they think the book is a really interesting take on, how to keep and how to lose faith, so.
Great, it's a good suggestion. I haven't heard of it before, so I have to add it to my reading list. All right, what are three words your fellow PCBs would use to describe you?
I'd probably say distant. Possibly a generous term to give myself, maybe mysterious, but less, in a less generous light, potentially antisocial. And both are accurate, I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I got to know you pretty well back in Philly, so I think I got a bit of a sneak peek, so I don't really see you as antisocial, but I do like mysterious.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm. Number three.
I don't have a single word, but I would like to think that my friends see me as somebody with a well-defined set of beliefs and a well-defined personality, and I guess confident isn't the word I'm looking for, but
like principled?
Maybe.
Okay.
I try to be as honest as possible with people, and I try to follow when I get to know people. I try not to hide who I really am, because I'm very confident about who I am.
Mm. Yeah, like feel good in your own skin.
Yeah.
Sort of
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with all three of those things.
Yeah, maybe it's wishful thinking, but yeah. I'm not a mind reader.
I like, though, actually the interplay between being mysterious but also being sort of a well-defined person. Like, you know yourself, and from what you described, like, you've got those parts of you figured out. But then, at the same time, you're a bit mysterious to folks. And maybe that's just because they haven't taken the time to get to know you yet.
Yeah, or I haven't made myself available.
That is also possible. Like, earlier today, you said something I thought was great, which was that you jumped into the idea of being a sight rat.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't heard before, but...
Steve used that term with me in our first interview, and he says, if you want to be a sight rat, go be a sight rat.
what would you say is a good working definition of that term?
I think somebody who never leaves their sight is the definition I heard from Steve and stuck with it, or it stuck with me as a goal.
That's great. Well, I'm still glad you decided to abandon your sight rat ways for a little bit and come to that woman.
Yeah, well, I'm glad too.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, who do you look up to in Peace Corps and why?
I'd say you and Michael. Yeah.
I don't know about me, but Mike is a good choice.
No, I'd say both of you, because the three of us met at the same time back in Philly, and we had an insanely deep and insanely honest conversation. And we were the only three patrons at a sushi bar at midnight
in downtown
Philly.
Yeah.
And had a very honest, I like immediately admired the two of you for your honesty and for your openness and just like being unafraid to show new people who you really are. And I think both of, from what I've seen, I think both of you do that with people here. Yeah, you have a genuine interest in getting to know people, and you let them get to know you. And you are not afraid to go on adventures and, you know, follow opportunities and, you know, be honest about your goals and what you want to get out of them. And,
well, thanks.
Yeah.
The way you're describing it, I remember a lot of what we talked about that night. And I remember thinking, like, we're about to, you know, the next day get up and all go basically fly to another country to make this Peace Corps thing a real deal. And, this is a pretty special moment. There were the three of us at that sushi place. But before that, there were six of us that went out, and I think we just all happened to be walking in somewhat of a blob,
right,
in a much larger group, when I think I decided to throw in the towel for wherever the big group was headed.
Right, Uber. Right.
And I was like, which nearby five people would jump in this Uber with me and get somewhere else really quick?
Right.
And it was you, Mike, Blake, Ariana...
And Hannah.
Yeah, that was a really special night, and it just sort of happened. It wasn't anything any of us planned.
No.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah, well, an aside, so just since we're on the subject of staging, I arrived, my parents dropped me off, and I remember grabbing lunch with my parents at like the Applebee's or the Fridays right near the hotel, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And they're like, so what do you think? And I said, I get the feeling the first couple weeks are going to be exactly like college orientation and I'm going to hate it. And then after that, I hope it's what I want Peace Corps to be. But I woke up the next morning and like after that first night out with the five of you and then more in depth with you and Mike, like I woke up feeling like, okay, this is going to be something, this is different. And this is going to be something I'm going to enjoy and I have no doubts about it. So it was a good way to start.
All right. Next question. What do people never ask you that you wish they did?
The range of topics that I am willing to discuss and interested in discussing is pretty broad. And I have a diverse enough group of close friends that I get asked all kinds of questions from all kinds of angles all the time. So my answer to that question is there is not a single question that I wish, a specific question that I wish people asked me more often about, because if people ask me a question, I am not afraid to dodge that question and answer the question I want answered.
Okay.
So if somebody asks me a question about my political beliefs, and it's a, you know, it's not a question that exactly asks for what I think are the real roots of my own beliefs, I'm not afraid to go off onto the territory that, like, I actually feel like gets at the heart of it, or, I don't have examples right now, but...
Okay, I follow you. That's
yeah.
Interesting. Okay, good answer. That's a good strategy in discussions. You don't get asked the thing you want to talk about.
just sidestep to it. It's easy enough to do.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. Last question here is, who else do you think I should interview for the podcast that I haven't talked to yet? And what would you like me to ask them?
I think you interviewed all the people I know. I think you should interview Amy. Because as a wonderful old lady that she is, and I hope she doesn't, I pray she doesn't take offense to me characterizing her as such. She has a lot of life experience that is very valuable for all of us mid-20s liberal arts college products. In our stage community, it often feels a lot like college, and I'd love to hear from people who are a little bit more removed from that.
Mm. We'll definitely reach out to them soon and hopefully get them on the show.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carl.
You're welcome.
Sit down. It's been a good interview. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. That's it for today's PCB podcast. There it is. All right. Thanks again, Carl. Signing off. Bye-bye.
Bye.